whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. There's a beautiful story about a man who once a week took a bucket of shrimp to a pier in Florida and fed the seagulls. He would go to the pier and the seagulls would come to him and he would feed them the shrimp on the pier. And when he fed them, he would constantly say, "Thank you." He had been a very famous pilot during World War I in Europe. When World War II came around, Eddie Rickenbacker was on board of a B-17 bomber over the Pacific Ocean. The four-engine B-17 bomber went off course and ran out of fuel at sea and crashed in the ocean. There were seven other persons on the plane with Eddie, and they survived the crash, but they were far out at sea. They were adrift on a raft at sea for 24 days. They didn't have any food or water except rainwater, and during the day, they were constantly exposed to the hot sun. The plane was equipped with several rafts, and in these cases, there were some fish hooks and fish line so that they could fish and eat, but they had no bait. A number of days went by, and they were terribly hungry and staring death in the face. They had been praying about their situation. One day at midday, as they were laying down in the raft, trying as best they could to protect themselves from the sun, a seagull suddenly landed on Eddie's head. The others saw it, but nobody moved because they didn't want to scare the seagull away. Eddie tried to be as still as he could. He quickly caught the seagull with his hand. He killed the seagull, and they used the meat of the seagull for bait, and they caught fish. And with the bait and from the fish, they then fished and caught other fish, so they survived this way. Only one person died. The rest survived as they had used the seagull for bait. The person who went weekly to the pier to feed the seagulls was Eddie. He was so thankful for the seagull. Eddie would tell people that the seagull saved his and other lives. He was ever so thankful. You see, the seagull meant something to him that it didn't mean to others. To others, it was just another bird that they would never think twice about. But to Eddie, it was different. The bird meant salvation for him. He was adrift in the raft on the Pacific Ocean, far from land and facing death in the face, when the seagull appeared and meant life for he and the others. You see, Eddie saw the seagull in a way that others did not. My friend, how do you see the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you see him as your precious Savior? Are you ever so grateful for him, and do you realize that you owe him your everything? Or do you just see him as an important person in history and a religious leader? What is he to you? I wonder how the thief on the cross saw him that day. In Luke 23:41-42, we read, and the thief said as he was being crucified, he says, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom." He confesses that he deserves the death penalty. He knows that he is justly condemned. And then he says, "Jesus, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom." He knew Jesus was a king and that he had a kingdom, and he hears Jesus say, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." He hears Jesus say that that very day in a few hours, he would be in paradise with the Lord. He is forgiven, he is saved, and he is delivered from an eternal hell. You see, he sees Jesus from the point of his need. Pardon is a beautiful word to those who are conscious of their guilt and condemnation. Salvation is a beautiful word to those who know they are lost. Jesus is a beautiful person to the one who knows that he has no hope in himself. To a person condemned, the words of Jesus of salvation and pardon are so, so precious. My friend, is he precious to you? You see, Jesus is seen through the eye of need. I remember several years ago that I had a terrible toothache one Saturday morning. I can remember that the only thing I was thinking about was a dentist. It was Saturday morning when the dentists are usually closed. Where could I find some help on a Saturday morning? I was in pain and my thoughts were focused on my need. A dentist that day was very important to me because of my pain. You see, Jesus is precious to those who feel their need. If I am burdened with my guilt and see my need of pardon, Jesus is precious because he is the only one who can meet that need. Only he can pardon. Only he can pardon, and pardon is a beautiful thing to one who is guilty. In Mark 2:17, Jesus says, "Those who are well have no need of a doctor, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." To a person who is terribly sick, the thought of a doctor is a beautiful thought. To a person who is well with no sickness or pain, the thought of a doctor is not a beautiful thought. Jesus is the Savior, and that is a beautiful thought to a lost person. It is a beautiful thought for a sinner who knows that he deserves to go to hell. He says that he has not come to call the righteous or good people, but sinners. How do you consider yourself, my friend? Do you consider yourself a sinner or a righteous and good person? Are you guilty or innocent? Jesus says that he has come for sinners and not the good people, because in reality, we are all sinners. We have all fallen short. We may think that we're good because we are comparing ourselves to certain people that we think are worse than we are, or because we don't do what they do. What about our pride? What about our self-righteousness and self-centeredness? What about our lack of love and compassion? What about our thinking that we are something when we are nothing? What about our sins of omission? What about those things that we should have done, but we didn't? Those are sins of omission. Jesus says that he has come for sinners and not the good people, because in reality, we are all sinners and we have all fallen short. My friend, do you see your need today? Have you examined your life using the mirror of the Word of God? Have you compared your life to that of the Lord Jesus Christ, who never sinned? Is a hymn, "Just as I am, precious to you, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind." He says here, "Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind." He could have also said, "Guilty, undone, unworthy, and condemned." He saw that he could go to Jesus just as he was. And you can also, my friend, "just as I am." What a beautiful word. I don't have to clean myself up to go to Jesus. I don't have to deserve his pardon or merit his salvation. Just as I am. What a beautiful word. Come to Jesus today. Renounce your rebellion and self-trust and turn to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Confess your sins to him and ask him for forgiveness. Put your life in his hands and let him guide you from this day forth. And give him thanks for having died for you on the cross. What a wonderful Savior he is. And to a person who is condemned and very conscious of his guilt, very conscious of his own unworthiness, the name of Jesus is so sweet. You see, the hymn writer, when he wrote this hymn, for many years, he had been thinking that he had to earn and merit the salvation of God. He thought he had to be good to go to heaven, but he was conscious of his sin. He was conscious of his need. And one day, in talking with another person, the person who the sinner was talking to said, "Come just as you are. You don't have to try to earn the salvation. You don't have to try to get better. You don't try to have to be worthy. You come just as you are." And the person who wrote the hymn saw the truth, "Just as I am." It became a very precious truth to this person. And this person wrote the hymn, "Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind." And I said before, the person could have added, "condemned, unworthy, and dirty, guilty and vile, just as I am." And so, my friend, just as you are today, you can come to Jesus. Salvation is not merited. Salvation is not earned. Jesus paid for us on a cross. Today is a day of salvation. You need to renounce your pride. Renounce your rebellion. Turn back to God. Turn from your own way. Ask Him for forgiveness and put your life in His hands, trusting Him as your Lord, receiving Him as your Savior, and He will save you and He will forgive you. What a wonderful and great salvation. My time is up. I'd like to leave my email if you would like to get in contact with us. Our email is spiv6327@bellsouth.net. I'm going to repeat it. spiv6327@bellsouth.net. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. We'll try to respond to you. We thank you for listening. We trust that this program is a real blessing to your life. As we speak of a wonderful Savior, a glorious person, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you, who laid down His life for you on a cross, seeking your pardon and seeking your forgiveness. There is salvation today in Him. Come, come, come. Come to Him just as you are. Surrender your life to Him and trust Him to change you, to pardon you, and to make you new within. Thank you for having tuned in today to the Living Waters broadcast.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.